All right, yo, yo, here we are. Slim Swayze, take the red pill show, learn the motherfucking truth. I'm not sure what's going on here, why the microphone isn't working again still. What's up with this? What's up with this mic? It says that it's working. I don't know what up, why it's not saying it's working. Okay, yeah, it's saying it's working there. Do you, everybody hear me? So, all right, everybody in the chat room hear me? Can y'all hear me all right? All right, cool, good. Go ahead and bring on my man, DJ Mind Control, right now. Yo, what up, homie? Yo, what's up, man?
You hear me, bro?
Yeah. You might want to stop your video, though, so that because we're going to be getting a bunch of people on. Yeah, there you go. It'll be better for the bandwidth. I'm going to go ahead and add Dave now. And then what, Taste Nader's phone? Should I just phone the phone, or?
Yeah, just call that number I gave you.
All right, cool. All right, so let everybody know what's up. All right, we got Cooper on the air. What's up, homie?
Yo.
You hear me all right?
You got David on?
Yo.
Yo, yo.
You might have to turn boost up your mic level a little bit, bro.
Hello?
Yeah,
yo,
yeah.
What up? Slim Swayze here, man. What's going on?
What up, man?
What up, Nader? Going,
was cracking.
Yeah,
I'm
just trying
live
to
and direct. I'm over here from Cal. I'm over here in Cali Bay, man. So I had to call in, had to pop this red pill real quick.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was having some issues when I rebooted my system. It didn't want to boot up. I was like, no, but I got it booting up. So just to let everybody know what's up, go ahead, Mind Control, and let everybody know what's up, man.
Well, just basically want to welcome everybody to the show. I've been wanting to do this for a while. I know, just introduce who we got on the phone right here. We got Taste Nader. He represents Stems of Wisdom out in the San Francisco area, in the Bay Area, and online also. Can't hear him too well, trying to get him to get his mic up. But we got Insight out of Minneapolis, my hometown. I'm also in Minneapolis. And we got a track we've been working on for a few months. However, we, as a little... we've been working with Nate for quite some time now. Cosmonauts has, and I've actually started working with Nate. Nate was one of the original people, MCs, that got me going on this whole trip that I've been on lately with the albums and just with the whole music career. It was basically Nate that just got at me with beats, and from then we just went. And it looks like both of us have like really grown as musicians. And I'll kind of let you, Nate, give your own little bio right now.
Yeah, I mean, I've been messing with hip-hop for about 5 years. However, I've never really dropped an official album. So, I mean, I just love recording and into, like, learning how to do stuff every day and learn how to network with individuals. Now it's like this game is so much different now, where it's like I feel like I have to be putting out music all the time for people to hear, you know, to hear what I got every week. It's like a new song. I got cats giving me beats every week, and it's like I can't really sit home and contemplate on trying to make a, you know, album and expect people to buy it when I'm just doing this for myself, really, and that's what kind of drives me. And now I'm just been running into a lot of people that are trying to do the same thing, and it's like, you know, we kind of work off each other's energy and stuff. And I host my own radio show with my boy Tone over here at SF State. And,
okay, tell
we're
us a little bit about that, man. That's been popping off.
Yellow Cake,
guys.
Yellow Cake Radio over here. So this guy's pretty. My boy Tone, he's pretty versed on the, you know, the whole hip hop culture as well. And my role is to try to bring people. What up?
Are you guys available online? Like, maybe I could pick it up, the show, and stream it out while live when you guys...
Yeah, I'll shoot you all those links in a second, but I just wanted to say that, you know, it's like...
Cool.
what my role really is, what I kind of want to be, is like the person that tries to bring music from the underground. And a lot of these cats that I've been working with, it's like the music I'm trying to play. And it's like, I'll give you all the links. We're on ksfs.sfsu.edu. And also, that's that show's on Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. That's West Coast time. And then we also just got a new spot, allinradio.com. That's the one we're going to be really trying to grind with. And, you know, I always try to throw music from Mind Control because, you know, I make a lot of songs with him, and he's a just a hard-working individual. And also over there in, you know, Fan Hill over there at Truth Now, I always try to throw up his music on there because he always got a good message in his music. And I like what y'all doing over there trying to spread awareness to what's going on.
Yeah, definitely. Ever since the get-go, we've been doing collabs with, you know, even the cats and his crew. We've been putting out a lot of songs. And what you got going on for some projects right now? I know you've been doing a lot more collabs with some different cats and stuff like that.
And okay, so, I mean, we have the project MK Ultra, which is pretty much finished with Mind Control. Yeah. And this has been good because it's like, it's kind of takes a weight off of me as an artist because I can just go in there and do my thing, and then I can send them the track, and then it really takes a lot of weight where I'm not really having to go back and forth a million times to do it. I also have a project that I'm working on over here with Stems of Wisdom. We have this mashup we've been working on for a while. It's I'm really trying to get people, you know, it's kind of like doing two different things at once. With Mind Control, it's kind of I can go off on what I really want to talk about. Over here, it's kind of more of a covert operation where I'm trying to sneak in my little agendas, but at the same time,
Trying
to bring real hip-hop music to people. And then
for the cats that don't know, you guys do a lot of mashing with like the even like electronic music, and you guys definitely reach out there a little bit more to, I guess, it's...
Yeah, it's like, I mean, over here in the Bay Area, you know, a lot of people are up on this kind of stuff. But then there's a lot more people that are kind of ignorant to a lot of things,
you
know?
Are you familiar with that new Girl Talk album that just dropped recently? It's called Girl Talk. It's an album. It's all straight mashup stuff. It's actually pretty good. Check it out. Google it. Girl Talk.
So, yeah, my boy Zilla, he's part of my group, and he's a club promoter out here. And so, like, his idea was to take a lot of these older, like, electronic beats and really just go in on them, because I know a lot of hip-hop, you know, MCs or whatever, use a lot of this electronic music in their production now, and it's like, but nobody's really...
Yeah, that first track on that album, what is it called, Waiting for a Call or Waiting for Your Phone Call?
Waiting for Your Phone Call?
Yep, that was one of the very first tracks I got onto when I heard some of you guys' stuff. It was just like that, like, kind of cynical but like still really hip style,
so
that went to that beat is really dope.
House,
no, and I'm not even into like that
Gigi D'Agostino or something, we're just taking, like, you know, a lot of people make mixtapes and stuff, but we're just taking these beats that are nobody would ever thought to rap on, and we're just kind of putting our own different style on it. And I just gotten a lot better at making tracks from doing that, because it's like, now when I go to a hip-hop beat, it's like, okay, I can just really just let myself go on there. So it's kind of, it's a way of working all the time and always having something new to write about, you know?
Yeah, good music's good music, you know? Like, and that's what I think we're starting to see now with branching off into different genres and bringing everything together. Because really, hip-hop essentially was just started out as sampling something, you know, and then rhyming over it. So, you know, it is really endless where it can go.
Yeah, and I mean, like, since I've been working with a lot more people, it's like I kind of put my own project in the back burner, but I do also have my own mixtape that I have at least 20 songs recorded. I just have to really go through and edit them all together and find out which ones I'm going to keep. And a lot of the production I did myself, as well as some other cats that supplemented that. And I also have another project with Current Flow. He's a cat out of East Bay. And we've been working together for a while.
We've worked on some projects with Current Flow on the MK Ultra album that I'm about to put out, and we used one of his tracks that we messed with when we first collaborated. And, you know, the kid's definitely as long with you know, even you, great production and emceeing, you know, and that kid definitely does bring some production, so that'd be a good one to definitely look out for.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna end up kind of making a collaborative effort of trying to use some of those tracks and put it on just to get some stuff out to people, or if I'm gonna go through and wait, just because I want to keep making more music and more new music, and it's just like I can't move as fast as this music is going. It's like I love making new songs. It's like something I can't keep myself from doing. It's like I try to stop and so I can finish up what I have, but it's just I can't be contained right now, I feel like, and it's not, and if I feel like I don't really make music for a particular market, it's kind of like nowadays I let my market find me, and you know.
Yeah, I know, definitely music. as of late with like a couple of the last tracks that we've done, like Art of Confusion and In Lab, which we're premiering tonight, for me, Taste Nader's skills from the very first tracks that I heard from him, this track we did, One Love, just the progression that he's gotten, anybody that's been following my stuff, you can tell, you'll be able to tell in this track, like the lyrical skill on this track is just, yeah, it's been like kind of my little project the last like three tracks when I'm mixing tracks to like definitely like hone in on the lyrics, and I'm loving it from this end, from the production side.
Yeah, I mean, I would say as far as rapping style, mine has evolved into where I like to really let whoever's listening to it kind of figure out what, you know, what they want to take from it. I do, you know, have a great love for my people and everybody that's looking for to find something, you know, truth out there. But when it comes to music, it really just comes from my heart, you know, and that's what I'm really trying to put out there now, and that's what it is. So whoever can take it.
Who would you say as far as in, what is your influence in music as far as, like, some of the stuff you've done on my tracks, and what are some of the stuff that's driving you towards, like, these lyrics and some of the stuff you talk about?
You know, right now it's a lot of reading that I do. I mean, you know, there's always William Cooper, and, you know, several other little things I've been reading up on. But ultimately, I grew up in the West Coast, so that's all we really listened to was West Coast music for so long. But, you know, what really changed my mind was a lot of the New York rappers out there, you
New
know,
York's
Talib.
Where it's at, man. There's so much. I've always been a big New York guy myself. Of course, everybody went through that where, you know, in the early 90s where the West Coast had it locked down. But
and it's like
so much more conscious New York, it seems, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not saying that there ain't conscious artists out here. We have Hieroglyphics and those. It's just...
AC alone, I mean, you can name Abstract. I mean, you can name a lot of people in the West Coast that are conscious.
Yeah, it's just, I feel
Zion
like...
Zion I, it's one of my favorite groups from the Bay Area, and, like... Yeah, they're a really moving group, and as far as even like the beats, I mean, the Bay Area has branded that whole like type of beat even way back from like groups. You know, they've been about beats, but there's also a lot of conscious hip hop.
Hell yeah, and I follow those cats, but at the same time, it's like I kind of don't want to be put in that circle with those kind of artists, because I kind of want to just be doing my own thing. I want to be recognized for what I bring to the table, opposed to being stuck with, you know, known as the West Coast underground hip hop. I want to be known as what I'm doing right here.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, and what we're doing, and that's why I like branching out with people that are outside of the Bay Area, because then it's like, you know, they know me as working with people that are from, you know, all over the place.
It's a worldwide thing now with the internet. It's so much easier for you to, you know, collab and work with different artists from all over, where, you know, 10, 15 years ago, you had to pretty much work with who was, you know, in your neighborhood, or who was a car ride away, and if you had money, maybe you could collab with people getting on planes and stuff. But really, you know, it's now it's so much easier for artists.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, there's a lot of people that are sleeping on that idea that, you know, you have to really stay local and stay in the studio and wait until you get a material album, and then put it out and expect to get some kind of get back. But, I mean, I'm not saying that's not the way, but I'm saying just the way that we're doing it now is, and I feel like a lot of people are starting to catch on to that, you know?
Yeah, that's dope. You said you like William Cooper. I actually interviewed Doyle Shamley, owner-operator, Hour of the Time. You can check it out, my archive shows. It was one of the first, it was in my first month or so of doing radio on the 9-year anniversary of Bill Cooper's death. So that was pretty cool. And if you want, you can get at me, man, and I'll link you up with so many books that'll, you know, I got so many books and ebooks and audiobooks to keep you going for research material, man. It's crazy.
Yep, no yeah, doubt. I definitely would appreciate that, and I'm sure my girlfriend would too. She's like, yeah, I like to read, but she is like 10 times more on top of the things of as far as reading than I am.
Well,
you
I don't
know,
read as much as I should, but I do get all the books, and I have a ton of truth films and documentary films. I got links coming out my ass for different stuff, as well as I got over 1,500 gigs of research material, and I'm always down to share it. I can't physically go through it all myself anyway, so, you know, I get it
yeah.
so that I can share it.
Yeah, that's the other part is, like, we really have to, you know, connect with people that are on the same level as us, and you know, I feel like the music is a way to really do that by not even by just getting people on it. You know, people, maybe younger cats that never even heard of anything. You know, first maybe they'll reject it, maybe they might hate on it, but you're getting power either way from people paying attention to your art, you know? So.
Well, yeah
definitely. With everything we've had going on with, like, the show, everything from, like, the... You know, started out with the Body Scanners track that we did with Truth and Sleek D, from everything, you know, that I'm doing with Team Shells and stuff like that. Everything has been, like, so driven lately with, like, so much of the stuff that's ingrained in society and stuff that I'm feeding off of and what's going on in the world, that it's just, it's inspired me to write so many tracks. And, you know, it kind of started with that WikiLeaks track with Slim when I first started doing this show, and then it kind of evolved into that Liberation Square track, but it, everything that I've kind of been thinking
and
about
the
today.
The amount of material that you've been putting out, too, in the last month or two, it's just crazy, man. It's all super dope shit, too.
Thanks, man. Yeah, so I agree with Nate on, you know, that drive. It's just, like, it's kept me going. There's been so much stuff to feed off of that it's kept a lot of fuel to keep me going to making tracks. And I just, even revamping and listening to the stuff, you know, it just brings back so many, like, emotional attachments that I have with, like, what's going on in the world today and what's going on with all these issues. We're going to try to get insight on the line here, so I think what we're going to do, Slim, is
can you hear me or no?
Yeah, man,
oh, there we go.
You're good, bro.
Okay,
there we go.
I'm talking into a mic.
He's just been quiet.
Okay.
I'm talking into a headphone, so I don't know.
Okay.
Don't know.
Well, Insight's been somebody that I've been working with for a while now. We started out with a crew called Sound Odyssey with our buddy Timon back a while ago now, maybe 6 years ago, when I was doing stuff with the Blue Nile and I was promoting, doing my thing. This has kind of evolved into the last 2 years when I've been making beats, where I got at David with some beats and we started to start a crew together. Hopefully we'll start doing some shows and stuff. We have a lot of really good material right now. We have Cosmonauts up on Bandcamp. You know, we got some tracks up there, and I'm hoping to finish up this like a small EP of tracks we've done over the summer and winter. But recently we've been collaborating with Nate out in SF, and first started with the Episcopalian track. You want to talk a little bit about that, David?
Yeah, it was definitely a kind of a weird offbeat type track to work with, and I pretty much thought I was going to do it all myself, and then Nader came over and said he wanted to do some of that too, and I really didn't expect him to be on, you know, his type of style and his type of music that I usually hear him on. Wouldn't expect him to be on something like that, but
it turned out to be a great cut, because, like, away when he came to me and he kind of, like, spun it, you know, into the kind of what it turned into, it was just
I think since I started working with him, we kind of work well on some sort of level. We're both a little we're both pretty conscious people, but we're a little abstract with it and kind of, you know, poetic, and don't, like you said, you let people figure out what you're saying. And
I wanted to come on and let people know about this track, because there was something with this track when I was mixing it down that just had, like, this essence of what I've really wanted to see in people, as far as, like, what I've been doing with collabs and, like, the way that you guys go back and forth in this track. It just, it reminds me, it's a great concept, first of all. To create tracks and make concepts is something that I really adhere to and try to create while I'm building a track. But like to see the MCs go off on it is like a whole other thing that's like really been driving me. And what you guys did with this track, I definitely want to say to the both of you, was really inspiring to me. It reminded me of like the straight up 90s type hip hop that I used to love, like Dilated and
Yeah, Storm. Exactly.
You have MCs that were doing really great concept stuff. So,
Up.
If you want to talk a little bit about what you did on the track and what drove you and what you were thinking when you wrote it.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, the 90s and early 2000s or whatever with hip hop, with like, early Hieroglyphics and when Atmosphere, before like God Loves Ugly and, you know, Idea and all that type of stuff. All that, like you said, early hip hop where everybody was being real lyrical, real, real strong with everything. They were just trying as hard as they can, you know, and it wasn't about like selling CDs and stuff like that. They were just doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So, definitely like Def Jux and all that type of stuff that kind of has faded out a little. It hasn't faded out, but it's, you know, it's been kind of. No, not for us. I'm just saying for the average human or whatever. It's gotten pushed aside and it's still not on the radio and still people don't know about it, which is crazy, but there's obviously a reason.
Definitely play something from that label daily.
I grew up with like Atmosphere and Aesop and The Orphanage and all them. Yeah, Cage, everybody. Illogic and Blueprint and all those dudes. Really sick MCs and just really they're still doing it, you know. They're 35.
I hadn't even heard Blueprint until recently when Mind Control brought on Kevin.
I can't wait, Slim, for my stream to start up because there's a bunch of stuff I've just really been wanting to get you into, like Hangar 18 and Binary Star, and there's a couple of dudes.
What about
dudes
like Illogic and stuff like that?
Yeah, Illogic. There's a couple of dudes on the Def Jux label. I don't know, with whatever happened with the Def Jux label. But Cool Calm Pete was a guy that used to be in a group called Babbletron, and he like was one of the last ones to sign on Def Jux before they went, you know, before they fell apart. And that's one of my hugest influence too.
That I've slept on, man. Like, you know, I was down the junkie hole for like 5 years, so, you know, partying and not really paying attention to hip hop, and kind of just got onto the listening to mainstream stuff that came out, just whatever happened to come across my ears. Where, you know, back in like 98 to 2003, I was heavy into getting music and finding new music. And then now I'm right back to that again, you know.
For sure.
Drugs and back onto the music.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, man. Why don't we get going into this track and let everyone hear this track, and then we'll get back on.
Concept Banger, is that it?
No, that it is. It's In the Lab.
Okay, In the Lab. Let me check this. Let me grab it.
You still got Taste on there too?
Yo.
Word up. Yeah, I sent you two of them. One of them was Chaos.
And this officially is the first time me and Taste Nader have ever actually talked to each other besides spitting on the microphone and sending Pro Tools back and forth. Seriously. The beauty of technology, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I got the track now. I'm just gonna add it to the folder.
Nate, did you grow up with Living Legends and stuff?
One of my good friends. From high school, he was cousins with the Grouch. They kind of put me on that kind of style of music before. I mean, during that time, I was listening to, you know, more East Coast rap, you know, Wu-Tang and all that. But, you know, I feel like whenever you and this is kind of what I try to preach on my show, is like, you know, whenever you get the song first, that's when it's new to you, you know, not when it's released. And that's kind of how I kind of went around hip-hop, you know. And, I listen to a lot of Living Legends, you know.
I grew up with that shit, and I never was out there. But I just figured if I was out there, I for sure would have grown up with them. Grouch is, like, one of my favorite MCs, no doubt.
Yeah, you have a great point with that, Nate, because I still keep revamping music that, like, I never got into, like, you know. I had a little point there with like Jay Dilla, and there was like a couple of other records that like are actually artists that, you know, hadn't put out stuff for a while, but I went back and listened to their albums, and it was like, man, this stuff is like completely timeless. Like, this is what we're talking about now. These people were talking, you know, talking about this stuff.
I mean, especially because, I mean, you know, you guys are doing this radio thing, I'm doing the radio thing over here, and it's like, you know, I'm not trying to be an authority of music. I'm just trying to show you something maybe you never heard before or maybe you like. You know, I'm not trying to tell you, oh, I'm putting you on this type of music or whatever, you know. If you like it, that's you, and it, you know, and it's new to you, and then you might even be able to branch out and do that, because we play a lot of, like, old school records, and we play the songs sampled over there, so it's, like, it's a way to get in touch with what songs, you know, and then it's, like, dang, all those records I hear, it's, like, makes me want to start sampling records again.
Yeah, it's a great concept, because it does put people on to the original artists who've been sampled over and over. And I mean, I know as a producer, sometimes people be like, well, that comes from that person. It's like, wait, back up. No, they didn't really write that. This person did.
Yeah.
You know, even a lot of the classics, people don't know. Those were rewritten. Even a lot of the pop classics, were
totally
redone.
Back, some of them from the 60s and stuff.
It's good to know where it came from, you know, to at least get educated on that. That's a dope thing you guys are doing to put people, on that.
So. All right, so we'll get into this track then now, I guess, fellas. The track is called Lab. You want to intro it, JP, or what?
Yeah, this track is featuring Taste Nader and Insight. I did the production and the cuts on it. It's called In the Lab. I had a great time doing it, and kick back.
Wow. Check it out.
It's all turning out better than I anticipated.
He still works in his laboratory long hours, doesn't he?
Yes.
I asked him last night to let me see it, and he said perhaps he might tonight.
Why do you want to go up there?
Oh, just to see what he does. You can see that he's completely forgotten trying to
restore dead spirits.
Storm and arm and restoring into the laboratory, making some scorching, skirmish to deterrence. Before I blow the place up, determine measurements. Can't be nervous, steady and assurance. I'm ready, man, I cured it. Acidic and sulfuric, I'ma have to burn it. Blast out to the earth, lift back to return with the cosmonaut of this space. Coke bought it from Red and Chong. Fuck your house up, shit is strong. Bet it's on concoction, a Willy Wonka. I can distill it, really, not just shitty vodka. I'm in a city, pana like Malagra, Alhambra, Moore's Compra, Alejandra, wanna holla. Bulls ball for your sorrow, swallow ladies' gagas. That's another saga. Long hours paying off, the sour made me cough. Lab coat, black coat, maybe goth. Half man, half goat, satire soft. Tools in the lab, baby, I'm so high. 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 Science to the mind, make you feel alright. Science to the mind, make you feel alright. Science to the mind, make you feel alright. Make you feel all right.
Yo, let me grab a test tube, let me grab a beaker. Let me squeeze some fresh juice, leak it out the speaker. Combinations of concentration create the creature. Bottom feeder, but we never play, follow the leader. March to the beat of your own drum's rhythm. Start to defeat the soul-strung prison. Spark of the heat, insight split in the fission. Horde of the elite, ascend my stems of wisdom. Roots planted deep like the voice of Darth Vader. Or like cuts from a razor, or like Catholics trust a savior. But see me and Taste Nader's fate's major. Inhale vapors, disintegrate the hate now and later. Second nature on the paper, whether rolling or composing. Flowing the glowing while choking the smoke screen. But we don't try and hide, and we won't pick a side. Just poems to provide the high when we fly by. Fly by, fly by.
Tools in the lab, baby, I'm so high. 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 Science to the mind, make you feel alright. Science to the mind, make you feel alright. Ziggy stuck to Lippy, ain't no biggie, got it twisty. Baby, ain't no sippy cup. Lyrics, if you hit me up, spilt it, then you clean it up. Killed it, then you bring it back to life. Frank and rhyme, electrifying.
Shot notes, drop volts of electricity. Top notes, not cloned. Grown organic, pop votes, stock quotes. Just do not interest me. Prognosis, drop flows tighter than spandex.
A pharmaceutical R-type, thermoflu, I'm the soup type. I'm the third of my tools by jumping out with the insight. Fucking with the formulas, master accidental. Understand the surgery of any instrumental.
Master to capture the splatter of matter. Pattern the scatter, disaster reactor. Grab for the ladder, we're after the data. They rather bust on fathom, so we splatter the batter with main ingredient passion. Passion, passion.
Science. Your boy Smith Deuce, and I'm listening to my man Slim Swayze's Take the Red Pill, Learn the Truth show, the best place on the net for truth, as well as underground and independent hip hop. Check him out, www.slimswayze.com. Don't miss this shit, y'all.
What's going on? It's your boy DJ DB Effect, aka DB. I'm holding down for my dude Slim Swayze for keeping it real, underground hip hop, independent artists, and just life and music. Take the red pill, learn the truth.
Peace. This is Eloquence, representing spiritualhiphop.info. And you're tuned in to the Slim Swayze Take the Red Pill, Learn the Truth show. Keep it locked on, slimswayze.com.
This is Prison from the Boonies, real deep in the boonies. I want you to do something real quick. Swallow a spoonful of sugar and take the red pill. Show!
Homeboy named Renee up on the Facebook, I know you. Papa Keith, Slim Swayze up in Canada.
It's Z Clips, motherfucker! Woo! Slim Swayze, motherfucker! Y'all wanna see how deep the rabbit hole gets? Then follow me. You just tuned in to Slim Swayze, where real music is spin daily. Interviews get deeper than the roots. Take the red pill and learn the motherfucking truth. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a mom. You can log on slimswayze.com. That real hip hop, none of that fake shit. Now unplug yourself from the matrix. One place where you can find your soul. Tracks from Sleek D and DJ Mind Control. If you're on the East Coast, show starts at 5. Miss an episode? Then hit the archives. Your daily fix, you can hear the fiends yell. Calling for Eclipse and the rest of Team Shells. Real radio to free the mind of the people. And Slim is Morpheus, I guess that makes me Neo. Live free or remain dead still. If you wanna learn the truth, then take the red pill. Live free or remain dead still. If you wanna learn the truth, then take the red pill. Live free or remain dead still. If you wanna learn the truth, then take the red pill. Live free or remain dead still. If you wanna learn the truth, then take the red pill.
You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Alright, yo, yo, we're back. Slim Swayze, Take the Red Pill show, learn the motherfucking truth. What up?
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
Big up.
Alright, just for everybody listening, we got my man DJ Mind Control, Taste Nader, Insight, up in Slim Swayze in the cloud studios. You know what I'm saying? So we're just here doing our thing in the cloud.
Hello.
Yeah, yeah, I just put up that link for that track. If anybody wants to go and grab it for free, it's a free download on my Bandcamp.
Dope.
Just threw that up.
What's this concept banger? I don't know what that is, so I'm gonna...
okay. That's Sleek. Sleek must have sent that to you, bro. That's, that's something. That's funny. That's something me and him are working on.
Yeah, I thought it was either you or him sent it, but I haven't.
It's
I haven't
funny,
heard
every
it
track
yet,
he sends me says banger after it, so like all the tracks I have, it'll be like concept banger or like prototype banger.
That's bang. How I'll know what's him.
That's
then.
How you'll know it's Sleek, man.
Yeah, all right, cool. I haven't heard it yet, so I'm going to take him and listen to it later on tonight. But for now, let's blaze up a bunch of music that you guys have been working on. I want to play some of the new stuff. Of course, I want to play the WikiLeaks track for people because a lot of people don't get to hear it because, you know, they come like late, like or 15 minutes into the show, and a lot of people don't ever get to hear that track. And then what else? I'd like to play that The Liberation Square with Eclipse over it. would be cool.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you wanted to play any of the Cosmonaut stuff that you had, I wanted to take a second. I don't know, even if we're after we're back from the next music break, to just give David a little chance to talk about some of the stuff we've worked on with Cosmonauts.
Yeah, I got.
Yeah, I know he's worked a little bit too with Team Shells too. So he's been working with us on some stuff.
Shells and Joe.
Props to my man Joe, a Pheromone Records. So,
name me some names of some songs here. I got Fatal Worth, End of the Mage, Damage Control, MK Ultra. Pessimist.
You can play MK Ultra. That's got Taste Nader on it. And then I know you got the Cosmonauts Explode track.
Explode. That's featuring Insight. Fatal Worth as well.
Yep, we'll do those then.
Where's Explode?
That's what's up.
Oh, there it is. So, right now we'll go ahead and. I'll save the WikiLeaks Deja Vu track for the end of the show tonight. Instead of playing it at the start for the intro, I'll end it tonight with that. So right now we're gonna play Mind Control, Fatal Worth, MKUltra, Explode, and then Liberation Square, the Eclipse remix. So if you guys, there's three tracks, so if you guys each want to set up one of the tracks, you know, there's Fatal Worth, MK Ultra, and Explode. So one of you guys each can let people know what's up with, you know, one track each, kind of intro.
We still got Nate?
Yeah, I'm on here.
You want to talk a little bit about the MK Ultra track that you did with Current Flow?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, I didn't really, to be honest with you, I didn't write. The lyrics I put on there, I didn't write to that track. I wrote when I was visiting Arizona last summer, and there's a lot. I was reading, what was I reading? I was reading up this one book that was kind of explaining a lot of the historical events, and I was also a witness, and that was along the time where all that stuff was going down in Arizona about the immigration. And it's kind of this was a kind of a time where I was kind of just untapping myself a little bit. And this is also a time where I kind of just started working with you, Mind Control. And I just really was writing a poem about, you know, all this stuff that's going on in the world and how our mind is being manipulated to believe things that are true that aren't really true. And then all of a sudden this cat sent me a joint that is saying MK Ultra is CIA is controlling your mind. And it was like, wow, what's up with timing, or it's just like, feel like sometimes when you just ask for something, it just comes right in front of your hand, you know?
Yeah.
And that's kind of how what it was with this track. And during that time I was working a lot with Current Flow, so I was interested if he wanted to do a verse, and he was right on top of that on the same concept, you know.
Yeah, I remember when you guys sent it, and you had sent it, and I didn't know if he was going to be on it yet, and then you sent me back a copy with that on it. We had just started working together with Current Flow, and I was just like, yeah, dude, this is going to be one of those tracks, you know. And that original concept had been a concept of mine to make an album. And I wanted to do the MK Ultra and War for Your Mind at the same time, because I wanted to give people kind of a context as to how people are controlling your mind, that this isn't just like some shit that people are talking about. Like, this is real shit. This is real life. Like, these things happened, and here's experiments, and here's stuff to prove it. And there was even a lot of stuff, a lot of PDF files and Senate hearings and stuff that I wanted to, you know, attach to the MK Ultra album dealing with. Yeah, dealing with a lot of that stuff, because when I got on the internet and I started meeting some people, I started actually talking to a couple of different people that had actually, one person who had been a super soldier in the military and like had been through different programs in the Navy, like doing experiments on like dolphins and stuff, and he sent me like just like 10 gigabytes of PDFs having to do with military stuff, and like I haven't even really like inched that stuff, but the stuff that I have gone through is just like ridiculous as to what's gone on, you know. So.
And I feel like a lot of those messages is like if you watch a lot of things that might not even be related to MK Ultra, and you're looking for certain symbols or certain cues of what's going on, it's like it's right there in front of our faces, and people that are not really plugged into the right train of thought are just gonna let all these ideas pass right by their faces. And oh yeah, I remember the book I was reading. It was Ivan Van Sertima. You also check that out. They came before Columbus, and I don't know. It's not really related to MK Ultra, but it's just one of those books that are just kind of disproving a lot of the things that in history that has really led up to what's going on now, where it's like we are just being manipulated into believing certain things that are not completely on
kind of
point
a parallel to that. Is a book called The Alchemist that I read that really turned me on to like a lot of stuff to research, talking about this, like this story. It's a fictional story about this dude who travels in Egypt, but he's like trying to look for like the secrets of like how the like alchemy like started, and like basically a bunch of esoteric stuff, and like basically in the end, like the not gonna like give the plot away, but whatever, it's like he figures out that it's all around us, that it's like basically it's the cosmos, it's everything that's around us, is the forces of nature, you know, that like kind of like out looking for something the whole time, that's like right in front of our faces. We just don't realize it on the daily basis, you know. So I really wanted to come out, and like I'm glad that I hooked up with, you know, especially you right around that time, because a lot of that stuff started coming out in the music. And right away when I started working with you, it wasn't like, man, it wasn't even really about, you know, starting out and just to do it, like the concepts that we were doing and everything that you would put on the tracks was completely parallel to what I was thinking when I made the track. So it was like, and it was a perfect love. It was like watching the conception of it was just like really awesome to see, you know?
Yeah. And a lot of that made it really refreshing to get a lot of those ideas off of my head and onto the songs, because I don't know how else I was trying to make other songs, but I couldn't stop talking about these ideas. It's like, and it's not even that I was trying to write about it. It's just, this is what I'm thinking about all the time. So that's kind of how it works with me as far as writing lyrics. You know, it's like what I'm thinking about, how I'm feeling. It really has a lot to do with it. You know, because
word up, let's pop on this track and let the peeps hear what we got, man. This is gonna be off the next album. It's self-titled, called MK Ultra, featuring Taste Nader and Current Flow.
The initial question on everyone's mind, what is MK Ultra?
MK Ultra is the CIA's project to try and mind control us.
Martial law got my people skirt. Try with me to the grocery, join their military. Terror and fury, paranoid blurry. The easiest state of fury is the simplest to manipulate. When I think about my life and such, gotta blaze twice as much. Slam dunk a stress ball, try to write a rhyme that touch. Hip hop hugs, getting it off drugs. Show why we impersonal, how we feel detached without an iPhone. How we all trap like sexual vegetables that never grows. Mind's a secret, denial's a reflex. Violence created, not riots of treatment. To sum it up, you assess subject of a plague. We the new Old Testament. When buildings blow up, that's an easy cover up. Financials melt down, get their numbers up. Sex scandals got you under a form of sorcery. Psychological marketing, verbal pornography. They can shake an island to make you panic and watch you single filing, send money piling. How many epidemics can you recollect when you reflect on what Beyonce, what necklace is you wearing? Intelligence, artificial, isolated intervals, knocked down like dominoes. Pick up and throw and call that growth. That's all, folks. Lost all hope, that's all, folks. Lost all hope. I'm tired of waiting, like idle conversation. Bible defamation, spirit in the sky, appear to me at night. Take me to a place where they care about my life. Mindless self-indulgence, is it just a notion? When you like a bloating,
Information Pro with MK Ultra. Tyrants on the holdings, grippin' tightest holds with tribulation souls with MK Ultra.
Can you hear that sound? It's the devil playing harp on your Mars. Get ready, start. You better hide and know it's hard. Waves part just to shine light on new dark. Grab a cart and ingest the poison from your mini mark. Mini charts aren't respected, then neglected, not corrected. You can't connect it, so you get infected. It's respected, cause they invested, so you didn't check it. Now you naked, and all they got to say is just inject it. One by one, they tryna turn us to units. We measure with rulers, they got astronomical units. We guinea pigs running on that rodent wheel. Just don't get killed. How you do that? Don't squeal. Scientists come a missing, mention chemtrails. Behold a pale horse and read it in the details.
Waiting like idle conversation, Bible defamation. Spirit in the sky appear to me at night. Take me to a place where they care about my life. Mindless self-indulgence, is it just a notion? When you like uploading Information Pro with MK Ultra. Tyrants on the holdings, ribbons tight as holes with tribulation souls with MK Ultra.
Behold the horseman. The pale horseman. Behold the pale horseman.
Up, we're back. Slim Swayze, Take the Red Pill Show, Learn the Motherfucking Truth, MK Ultra.
Yeah, that's one of those classic cuts, man. One of the first ones that got me just like completely pumped when we did that collab. And wanted to say through my like DJing career and stuff, I've taken a little bit of a hiatus to do all my production. And when I got back into the club during the winter doing a gig at First Avenue, I played, that was one of the first tracks that I played, and people definitely liked it, man. It got some heads on. So
oh, yeah,
but it was nice. It was nice in the club. It sounded real nice in the club.
That's what's up. This guy's crazy. He's playing. He's going in the club, man.
Yep, going in.
People know what's up.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, too, is I was there spinning drum and bass too, but like played it in at the end, and everybody was definitely bopping shit. So.
That's what's up.
Different crowds. So we still got David on here?
Yo.
Hey, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to send Charlie Sheen audio from yesterday, Mind Control, and you can cut that up and use some samples out of that for a track, man. That'd be dope.
Yeah, that was kind craziness. Of a crazy.
There's too much funny shit in there not to make a track out of it.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about... kind of some of the stuff you've been doing, both with Joe and some of the tracks with Team Shells. I know one of the next tracks we're gonna play is the Cosmonauts Explode.
Yeah,
Cosmonauts Explode was kind of our bass track that me and JP kind of restarted again. Like you said, we were doing shows like 6 years ago, or 6 or 5 years ago, or something like that, and I was working, doing a job and doing some other things, so I actually stopped writing and doing all types of music for about three or four years or something, and then it kind of just crawled back out of me. I like couldn't even help anymore. I had to do it, you know.
David and I actually have done stage shows. Like that's how we met. We started right away, and we just started
doing he wasn't even we weren't even like making music together. He was just a DJ that my buddy knew. So
yep.
So anyways, then like I said. 4 or 5 years later, I broke my hiatus and found JP on Facebook, and he started transferring beats, and I started writing again. And like this Cosmonauts, this first track is kind of the base, kind of our launching point. Team Shells or Shells is the beat maker in this, and JP did the scratches.
Dope. Well, we'll get right into it, man. We'll be back in a few minutes. Actually, if you want. To take a minute and also intro Fatal Worth, and maybe we'll go through both of them, play them both, and I'll go and have a quick smoke break.
Okay. That's tasty.
Fatal Worth is featuring Current Flow also from.
We'll play Explode and then Fatal Worth, and then when we come back, one of you can just talk about Fatal Worth and kind of intro it after the song's played.
All right, man.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, we'll be back in a minute then. Take the red pill, learn the motherfucking truth.
Greetings. Cosmonauts have landed. Insight and DJ mind control. Shells on the beat. Let's roll. Cosmonauts, shamans dropping cosmic thoughts. Uncommon phenomenon, bombing all the hogwash. There's a war for your mind and we fight without a Glock. We grow our hip-hop from sacred and ancient plots. Tap into the Alpha Omega, create a data. Major the so greater before your beta version turns to theta. Meet your maker, feed your seed in nature. But don't rape her, ask for peace and thank her. And don't read the fucking paper. We ain't your average cup of Jones. I juxtapose flows to expose loopholes and truth codes to the few who know what's beyond the globe. Illogical, philosophical, diabolical, apostles, all possible. Insight, the rival disciple. Vital to the vinyl, like the fluid in your spinal. Vital to the final revival, let's fit the spiral. Spiral. The viral cycles in the Bible with traditions that are tribal.
I want to be someone else.
Cosmonauts, we do our own thing around here. Like this, what?
This my crew, yo, they won't go far.
Yeah. Team Shells on the beat.
This broadcast is growing.
Cosmonauts like what? Like what? 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 Like this. Rocket, rocket.
I want to
be someone else, but there's no one else to be. I want to be someone else, but there's no one else to be. I want to be someone else, but there's no one else to be. I want to be someone else, but there's no one else to be. I want to be someone else, but there's no one else to be. I want to be someone else, but there's no one else to be. I want to be someone else, but there's no one else to be. I want to be someone else, I explode and let the glow be.
Like this, man. This broadcast has been brought to you by
Ties to the Sky. Introducing cosmonauts, rise like the tides. Illusion is the ticking clock. They design the time, producing the sinking and lost vine in your mind. And now is the time I'm gonna break you off a piece of peace. Feel the ohm in my poem. Unravel the babble, hit the gavel, then travel back home to Twilight Zone.
Where?
Insight is roaming. Though I am alone, I know that I am never lonely. Self-centered, no. A centered self, yes. The reason there is meaning to the knowledge I possess. I express and profess the profound, no less. Investigate the great source of the sorceress. Gaia, Maya, desire, writer, inquire, freedom fighter. I is self-employed, forever hired. Right. On the job, off the clock, off the wall, on the dock. Drop nets into the depths and check what cosmonauts have caught.
Hip hop. I want to be someone else, so I'll explode.
Check my cosmonauts and call.
It looks like this, man.
I want to be someone else, so
I'll
explode.
Like this, man.
No, this isn't the Dean Martin Show, but don't touch your dial because you've got a treat coming up, loaded, to coin the phrase, with a batch of real big stars. I'd drink to that. Here's looking at you, Johnny.
And now, here's Johnny.
If I could be fatal, I really might need the chance to be able to really buy free mineral deposits, get your dirt cheap. You only know your worth if you're worthy. If I could be fatal, I really might need the chance to be able to really buy free mineral deposits, get your dirt cheap. You only know your worth if you're worthy. Drive 101 South, car rattled and seized. Guess there's no control over the powers that be. If life is a bitch, then she's out of my league. She still let me hit once I'm out of my cheese. Things you're impressed by, not even the Best Buy. The guns, the roses, I lived and let die. Undressed by the pool, let's dive into more clarity after 10 tropical storms. I could be poor with cheap whores. Does happiness expire? How long's it keep for? If laughter's exercise, I'm bent out of shape, not in with